Good evening. This is Pigskin Picks, brought to you by Food City, Delegate Terry Kilgore, and Eastman Credit Union.
Welcome into the Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM as we continue here on a Thursday night. Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez, and Zach Helton here with you. Fellas, we've somehow done it. We've made it to the final week of the regular season. We've made it into November here in Southwest Virginia. We're going to dive deep into all the playoff, the final games going into the playoffs next week. We'll get to the scenarios we have for the playoffs as well coming up in a few moments. We got big games coming up on the stations this Friday night, Gate City Ridgeview on WAXM. We're going to talk to both of those coaches, Jeremy Housewright and Dwayne Stanley. Also, this is the big game over in the Cumberland District, the big game over in Region 1D, the big game over in Scott County. It's Rye Cove, it's Twin Springs. We'll talk to both of those coaches as well. Gary Collier and Keith Warner coming up later on in the show. Our Eastman Credit Union guest picker. Who else to have at this time of the year than the voice of the UVA Wise Cavaliers, our good buddy Steve Curran, our guest picker coming up later on in the show as well. So looking forward to that one coming up later on. But folks, let's check in with you guys. Zach Helton, how are you, sir?
Jacob, if I was doing any better, it would be almost illegal.
Almost illegal, but not quite. Not quite. You're almost.
Not quite.
You're just inside the line. Corey, how are you?
Young and sweatless, man. Young and sweatless.
Young and sweatless.
Beautiful.
Okay. All right. That has some pictures that I don't need in my mind. All righty. Let's go
we'll trade Virginia.
Week 10. Union defeats Abingdon, Corey.
Yeah.
37-20. We were all in the Bears. We were there at Falcon Stadium in Washington County. Interesting first half. Interesting first half. Union dominates the second.
Yeah, definitely. Very interesting. It took 3 hours to complete four plays at the end of the first. Yeah, but you know, we've talked to our inside analysts and everything about that and got some clarifications. So, I thought Union came out there. They settled down. They got key turnovers. Luke Honecker, they got in his head. He threw two costly interceptions, one being at the end of that first half, which set them up for another touchdown. And Abingdon, which they had their moments where mm-hmm. they could have turned it around. They had a big play by Owen Barr. And other than that, they just couldn't answer. And Union continuing to be in that precision knife here in Southwest Virginia. And looking like they're going to hopefully they'll wrap up this this region title, or well, not region title, but you're talking about that number one in the region going in. So, they looked good. Dynamic.
They've locked up the number one seed. We'll get to all the scenarios here coming up in the next segment. I'll go through them all. And the fact is they cannot move ahead of Radford, which is locked in as the number one seed from Region 2C. So if it does end up being them and Radford in the state semifinal game, Union will have to go on the road, Zach. But before we can get to any of that, we got to talk about their performance against Abingdon Friday night. Abingdon coming off the blowout win over Ridgeview the week prior. A lot of people, including us, thought this game would be pretty close. Union said no. They dominate the second half and roll to a 3-score victory over their Class 3 district opponents.
Yeah, I think once Abingdon went in and did what they did to Ridgeview, it put Union kind of on high alert, and they went in and took care of things. I think that shows Union a lot going into exactly what you just said, Jacob, is, you know, if Union can keep this thing rolling and take care of what's in front of them, they'll have to go to Radford for a state semifinal. When you can go on the road and get things done, especially in season, that kind of shows your guys, hey, we went on the road and beat a quality opponent, we can do it again. So I think this is not only this is, you know, clinching the district title, but this is kind of a morale thing for them. I think this is one of those things that you'll kind of see pop up on down the road.
And it's also important to note here, when we talk about the postseason in that regard, yes, Union will be behind Radford. They'll be ahead of everybody else. So if somebody else wins Region 2C while Union wins Region 2D, they're coming to Big Stone. Same thing goes for Graham as well. If Graham wins Region 2D, and as long as it's somebody else from Radford from Region 2C, they'll have to go to Mitchell Stadium in the state semifinals. Union and Graham are high enough there in the points to be just behind Radford and ahead of everybody else, just not enough to be ahead of Radford and the Bobcats there. And credit to Mike Crist, a former guest on his show back in his days when he was the head coach of Virginia High, did a nice job there at Radford. They don't play this week. They got a bye week. They're 10-0. They've wrapped up their regular season. Congrats on a wonderful year there for Radford there in the regular season. They hope to move that into a good postseason this year for them as well. We all know what's sitting there for them in the regional playoffs. A Glenver team they beat a few weeks ago, but also, who always comes out of Region 2C usually? Yeah, Appomattox, they're there as well. Keep an eye out for them. All right, also in other games the other night, John Battle defeats Lehigh, Zach, 42-34. The Generals were sort of well locked in. They still are. They're going to make the playoffs. But this one won't feel well to them after losing to the Trojans. And John Battle keeps hopes alive. Maybe a slight chance for the playoffs. I mean, it's as slight as my fingers are touching each other right now here in the studio as I'm making that signal about how close it can be. But John Battle gets a big win here, Zach, on the road at 5-star.
Well, I'll have to ask Corey how close they are because I'm obviously not in the studio to visualize that. And all the people listening on the radio having a tough time seeing that as well.
Here you go. But, you remember how close you were when y'all went down there and did the Pembroke game to you and that board? That's pretty close.
Tight confines.
Close to that entire friendly press box falling in.
Friendly confines.
Yeah.
John Battle, they've been a thorn in people's side all year. Going into 5-star and getting it done like this, that's an intriguing win. That's a tough one because Lehigh could go in with a winning record had they won this game and won Week 10. Now the best they can do is 500. So, yeah, that's a puzzling one. But, man, I think John Battle, we got to keep an eye on John Battle next year. I think things are turning in the right way for football there on the hill.
And I couldn't be happier for those guys. Brad Ricker's a wonderful guy. UVA Wise grad Corey. They got that big win over Abbott in Week 1. If they could have just beat Virginia High in Week 2, remember that was a close loss to the Bearcats, they'd be in a different spot right now if they had that win on their resume. But, you know, the old saying, ifs and buts, we got it.
Candies and nuts. Merry Christmas.
It's just, it didn't go their way that time. They do pick up a nice win over Lehigh. They got the win over Central a couple weeks ago as well. Now they head to Union. That's going to be tough. They need that win to have any hope and actually get a little bit of help as well for a playoff chance. I don't think it's going to work out for them. But still, good win there for the Trojans.
Yeah, good job. Good job by them.
John Battle gets the win there over Lehigh, 42-34. Other games on Friday night, Rye Cove shut out J.I. Burton. Gate City rolled over Central. Eastside shut out Auburn. Graham rolled over Tassel, 49-6. Twin Springs defeats Thomas Walker, 73-29. Patrick Henry over Chilhowee, 35-13. It was Holston defeating Royal Retreat, 29-28. I was the only one on the Indians who came up just short. And Virginia High defeated Lebanon, 20-12. Zach was the only one on the Pioneers. Last week, Corey and James Colley, our guest picker, the former head coach at Hayside, 9 out of 10 in Virginia, Corey. Hello, sir. Myself and Zach, 8 out of 10. Standings down in Virginia, myself and Corey, 75%, 81.5%. Zach's gotten 74 right, just a game back at 80.4%. In Northeast Tennessee last week, Greenville defeated Elizabethton, 23-13. Coach Colley was the only one of the Green Devils. Science Hill beat Dobbins Bennett, 28-21. I was the only one of the Hilltoppers. Hampton defeated South Green, 32-14. I was the only one of the Rebels. And it was Unicoi County defeating Johnson County, 42-27. I was the only one of the Blue Devils. Last week, myself and Coach went 2 out of 4. Corey and Zach, 1 out of 4. Standings in Tennessee now. Myself, 49%, 79%. Corey, 41%, 66.1%. And Zach, 40%, 64.5%. In Eastern Kentucky a week ago, it was Belfry defeating Letcher County Central, 43-6. We all had Belfry. Middlesboro defeated Knox County, 57-28. We all had Middlesboro. Paintsville over Pike County Central, 22-14. I was the only one on Paintsville. And Leslie County defeated Pineville, 48-6. We all had Leslie County. I went 4 out of 4. Corey and Zach, 3 out of 4. Totals, I'm at 40. Corey and Zach, 37. All right, guys, let's pick some games here in the first round of the KHSAA playoffs. And hopefully I said that right, I think, as it went back through my head. Harlan travels to Pikeville here, Corey. Harlan's 2-8. Pikeville 7-2. Who do you like?
Pikeville.
That'd be Pikeville at home. Zach.
Yeah, give me Pike Vegas. Stand up.
Everybody's got Pikeville at home, and this one, I believe, will take all Pikeville Pineville's 2-8. They travel to Paintsville's 5-5. Paintsville's playing better right now, Zach. Can they keep it rolling into the postseason?
Yeah, I got Paintsville at home.
Paintsville at home for Zach Corey.
Paintsville myself.
Paintsville for everybody, as I'll take them as well. McGoffin County's 4-6. They travel to Bell County. They're 9-1, Corey.
Well, you and I, we're going to have a good shot this week. I know somebody that's not. I'm taking Bell County.
Bell County at home for Corey to get you a 10th win and get a playoff win for Dudley Hilton squad. Zach, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, not Bell County. I'll die on this hill. I don't care.
I love you, brother. Oh, my God. I'll take Bell County.
That's a man of principle right there. That's a man of principle.
I'll take Bell County at home. Battle of 7-3s. Clay County travels to Belfry. Belfry, as we said last week, Zach, maybe not having to quite the year they're usually used to, but they're back into the postseason and playing at home. Can they get it rolling here in the playoffs?
Tell you what, that is a tremendous Friday night environment. I'm going to go to Belfry at home.
Corey.
Yeah, give me Bell Fry.
Belfry for me as well. If I didn't say it a moment ago, I took Bell County at home. I couldn't remember if I did or not.
We knew. Thank you.
I love Dudley Hilton. You know that. Coming up, I'm going to run you through the playoff scenarios for Region 1D and 2D. Also, the coaches are coming up. How about those guys? Rye Cove and Gary Collier, Twin Springs and Keith Warner, Gate City, Jeremy Housewright, and Ridgeview head coach Dwayne Stanley coming up right here as we continue. It's Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Healthkeepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Healthkeepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Corey, you asked for this one, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Suzanne Summers passed away a few weeks ago. We gave her some love.
Yeah.
It was the week we did all those SEC on CBS.
Yeah.
NFL music.
Yeah.
Don't know why we did that. I can't remember.
I don't know.
But we wanted to give her some more love because we have
it was
the
last week, yeah.
Theme song coming up in a couple of segments. I hope to have our love there for Matthew Perry from the Friends show there as well. I could have went a few other ones there for Matthew Perry as well. I didn't love his remake of The Odd Couple. I thought it was fine. It was okay. He was in The West Wing, though, for a few episodes as well. Rest in peace there to Matthew Perry. We'll have the Friends theme song coming up later on. Don't sue us, Friends. I know y'all sue people for that. Don't sue us. So go ahead and throw that out there as well. All right, guys, let's do this one quickly. We got to hit some playoff scenarios. Region 2Ds, there's not a ton of fluidity. It's Jacob Townsend, Corey Sanchez, Zach Kelton here with you. But there is a few things that could change. Let's hit this one simply here. The winner of Ridgeview Gate City is the 3 seed. The loser is the 5 seed. That's simple enough. Tassel's going to be the four seed. No matter what happens, Tassel's the four seed. If they win, they'll be tied with the winner of Ridgeview and Gate City. The winner of Ridgeview and Gate City will have the tiebreaker, though. Actually, I think Gate City may actually just edge them out there in that regard. Ridgeview would have the tiebreaker, though, for a better record of 8 wins in that regard. Union's locked in as the 1. Graham is the 2. The winner of Marion Virginia High is the 6 seed. It's locked in. Lehigh is going to be the 7 seed. And so it's pretty much all settled there. There's not a ton to get to in Region 2D. So let's go ahead and run to Region 1D, fellas.
Yeah, okay, you forgot one. You forgot one in Region 2D.
What was that?
Richlands is locked in at the last spot.
See, now why you do that?
Well, and if we're doing that, Central's also locked in at the penultimate spot in 11th place. If we're just going to be fair, we got to be fair, Corey. We got to be fair. You know this. We got to be fair. So,
bad guess.
Honeaker is going to be locked in as the number 1 seed in Region 1D. Again, we'll hit a couple of simple things here. The 2 seed, Rycove Twin Springs, the winner's the 2 seed. Mm-hmm. If Rycove loses, they're the 3 seed. If Twin Springs loses, they're the 4 seed. If Patrick Henry wins, though, they move into the 3 seed ahead of Twin Springs. If Patrick Henry loses, Twin Springs remains the 3 in that regard. But in most likely case, Patrick Henry's going to beat Northwood. We don't have to worry about that. So if Twin Springs loses, it'll be Honeaker, Rycove, Patrick Henry, Twin Springs. If Twin Springs wins, it'll be Honeaker, Twin Springs, Rycove, Patrick Henry. Let's hit the important stuff here. The 5 through 9, okay? 10 through 15, it's locked in. Hurley, Thomas Walker, really good years, guys. You almost got in there, but you don't come up short of the playoffs. You're out of the hunt. Holston, Grundy, Royal Retreat, Eastside, and Chohowie. That is 5 through 9. That's the battle between those teams. Holston plays Chohowie. If Holston wins, guess what happens? Holston's the 5 seed. If Grundy beats Central, Grundy is the 6 seed in that regard, in that way. They need wins. Royal Retreat plays Honeaker. They're going to most likely lose. The furthest, though, they can drop is the 7 seed, though. They cannot drop any further than 8. They're either going to most likely be the 6 or the 7, depending upon how everything else goes around them. They're going to be right around that area code of 6 or 7 for them. What's going to be the most interesting thing is the Holston-Chohowie battle. Holston wins, they could slip all the way. Holston will be the 5 seed if they win. If they lose, though, fellas, they could slip all the way out of the playoffs. They could slip all the way down the 9. That's the way that could work out there. Eastside needs a Central win over Grundy to move up to 6. If not, they'll be either the 7 or the 8 seed. Zach, this is always the craziest things in this regard, trying to figure out the points in this way, trying to make it understandable for everybody at home as well. What needs to be most understandable is this. If Holston loses to Chohowie, and everything else goes as it is sort of slated to be, the patch of number 5, let's do this, number 6 through number 9, which would be Royal Retreat, Eastside, Chohowie, and Holston, if Grundy beats Central, they'll be decided by 2 total points.
Oh, my gosh.
Royal Retreat be at 176, Eastside and Chohowie be each at 175, Holston at 174, and it could be absolutely crazy of how that all works out. This should be a fun one on Friday night to try to figure all this out, though, Zach.
Well, I'm looking forward to, because I'll be on the road Friday night after my game, tuning in to the scoreboard show to hear the math, because I don't math as well as you guys do. But, it could be – here's the thing. If you're playing Week 10 in high school football, as long as it's a meaningful game, I think that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of 1D games that are a big deal this week, and we're all going to keep an eye on it. So it's going to be exciting Friday night.
And we don't do a ton of this during our broadcast on Friday night, certainly in the second half, as we all have to sort of try to keep up our games. We don't want to give away too many scores, Corey, as well for the scoreboard show. But during the second half, even if our game is close, we'll try to keep you as up to date as we can of some of the other games going on in the area as well. So we will certainly try to keep you best in touch with what is going on with the games going on in both in the Region 2D. Marion Virginia High is going to be a game we're going to try to keep you up to date with there. Also, we'll keep you up to date with the best we can with a couple of the other ones. They don't have a ton of implications, but Union John Battle. In 1D, though, we'll certainly keep you up to date with Eastside Castlewood. We'll keep you up to date with Holston Chohowie is a massive game. Rycove Twin Springs, obviously. And remember, those coaches are coming up here in a few moments. So certainly stay tuned with us, though, but it should be a fun one Friday night.
Yeah, we're going to have to get – maybe we get somebody to work on this. But we'll have a scoreboard sponsor in between the game.
We'll have our we'll pick it out there of our long list.
Yeah,
we'll get our friends in Abbott and love that stuff.
I they did. They loved enjoyed it.
Or they
it.
Just didn't, or they were annoyed by it. I didn't really care. it's the latest season, Corey. You know how I get.
See, this look, we're looking. I mean, you know, we're gonna get in that point now. Don't you ruin our shrimp boil for tomorrow night.
Yeah, you better. Are we going to get that or not?
We're going. I don't know. We were supposed to have hamburgers. We were supposed to have burgers last time.
I did check in yesterday. We are good to go for that. I hadn't heard a response in the last few days, so I want to make sure. But we are good now with our friends up there on the ridge. Corey and I'll be at Gate City Ridgeview Friday night. Our sister station WLSD have J.I. Burton and Thomas Walker. But coming up, we're going to talk to the head coach of the Gate City and Ridgeview, Jeremy Housewright, Dwayne Stanley, but also the head coaches of Rye Cove and Twin Springs, Gary Collier, Keith Warner, joining us as we continue. It's Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Welcome back to Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. Jacob Townsend with you on a Thursday night, as always, getting you set for the final high school football Friday night of the season here in Southwest Virginia. Got big games all over the board in 1D and 2D. We're going to dive into a couple of those here in this segment. Corey Sanchez and Zach Helton will join me coming up in the next segment. We'll have our Eastman Credit Union guest picker, Steve Curran, joining us later on in the show, as well as we continue the night on 93.5 WAXM. So, in 1D tomorrow night, we've got the Scott County Super Bowl, as they're calling it. It's a Cumberland District title game. There's a number 2 seed in the Region 1D playoffs on the line as well. That is Rye Cove on the road at Twin Springs. So, it should be a fun one there for the two teams battling there for that Cumberland District title, a 2 seed in the Region 1D playoffs, and just the fact of it's the Scott County Super Bowl. They're battling for some supremacy. They're battling for bragging rights in that game as well. I talked to both coaches in this matchup. We'll start off the head coach of the Eagles, Gary Collier, as they make the road trip over to Nicholsville tomorrow night. They lost in this game a year ago. They could have had the outright Cumberland District title in 2022, but lost at home to the Titans. Now they get to go up against Twin Springs on the road of a chance for the outright title once again against them this year and the number 2 seed in the playoffs as well. I'll talk about all of that here with the head coach of the Eagles, Gary Collier. Certainly when we look ahead to the game like this and all of the implications that are on this, we'll get to that certainly here shortly, but your team's been rolling as of late. Obviously you're 8-1 on the season. You won your last 6 games. That's nothing new there. You're not finding out anything different, but what have you seen out of your team recently in the last couple of weeks where you faced off against a J.I. Burton team that's obviously having a tough year, but prior to that, you played three really tough teams and good games against three capable playoff teams in Lehigh, Eastside, and Chilhowee the prior 3 weeks. What have you found out about your football team recently in the latter half of the season?
They just never quit. Their effort's always there. And, you know, we beefed up our schedule a little bit by playing the, you know, the Honeakers. And, of course, we had Lehigh on the schedule. But to be able to win that ball game, it gave these kids a lot of confidence. And they just worked their tails off. They continue to do that. They continue to improve and work on the mistakes that we're making. And it's all about these kids. They're bought into what we're doing, and they're working hard, and their effort's there. And I can't ask any more from these kids. They're ready to go.
And they've certainly been ready to go all year long. A couple of shutouts this year, four of them to be exact. You shut out four out of your first five teams. Now five out of the entire season with the shutout of J.I. Burton last week, I should say. What's been working so well for the defense all year long? We talked earlier on this season, now here in the back half of the season, back portion of the season, really. What has it been about your defense that's been the big setting apart for them, I should say?
Well, listen, first of all, I got to brag on B.I. Sayers, our defensive yeah. coordinators, and the other coaches, too. There's so much knowledge on this coaching staff. I couldn't be more proud of them. They've really schemed up well. They've taught these kids exactly what we need to do. The kids are following their orders and listening and learning and reading their keys. And, you know, five shutouts in one season, anybody can be proud of that, and I certainly am. These kids are just rallying to the football. They're playing for each other. You know, and we're healthy, and that helps a whole lot, dude. We haven't had those injuries we had last year, and I hope it continues, you know, through the rest of the year that nobody gets hurt. But, you know, coaching has done it. The kids are willing and able, and their effort's there, and you can't ask for anything more.
Offensively, Landon Lane's obviously your big name star that everybody loves to talk about. You all have got plenty of other guys around out there as well. They've been putting up the points throughout the year and, most part, throughout the entire portion of the season. What your offense does really well is what?
Well, we're good up front. We're a year out from last year when we did fairly well, but we're a year stronger. That's what I want to brag on. These kids hit the weight room, and Coach Sayers, again, had them in the weight room all year long, and we've gotten much stronger. So that's where it starts. But, you know, the playmaker in Landon, he's our leader. He's pushing 1,000 yards passing and rushing, and that's, you know, that's real special. But we do have some playmakers around him. You know, we got, Will Rollins, our big fullback linebacker type guy. We got Logan Barnett coming off an injury with a broken rib that's been a special player for us, Carter Roach. But it starts up front, and that's where we're going to, you know, if we're good up front and we can run the ball, it makes throwing the ball a little bit easier.
Gary Carter, head coach of the Ryko Eagles, joining us here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. As you look ahead to this game, Coach, obviously we talked. I ran through what was on the line on paper going into this game with the district title, the home playoff games that you could have extra. There's a number two seed in Region 1D going into the postseason next week. How much of that do you bring up to your team in the lead up to Friday night?
Well, we really don't. You know, I'm sure everybody's played with the numbers and kind of looking where we may go, but I don't believe the kids look into that too much. We've been a next game team all year long, and we kind of focus on what's next, and we certainly don't want to be looking past Friday night or tomorrow night. I'm telling you, this is community's hungry. Their community's hungry. They're all excited. Large crowds on for both teams, and we're not looking ahead. We know the playoffs is coming. But, you know, you set goals early in the season, and goal one was, the win the district, and that's where it starts. If we do that, we get the number two seeds. We've got a possible two or three home playoff games. But I promise you, after Friday night, we'll be looking at our next opponent. And that's kind of what we do. We stay focused weekly, and if you look ahead, that's when it turns around and bites you real quick. So we try not to do that.
Everything that's on the line is simple, though, year in and year out in this rivalry against Twin Springs. It's a border rivalry right there against each other, neck-to-neck towns. It's small towns going up against each other in a small district and small schools. You can't get better than that on a Friday night, certainly in this portion of the season. Take out everything else everybody knows is on the line football-wise. Just school pride-wise, there's always a lot going into this matchup as well. How do you make sure your team is focused on what they can control going into Friday night and not letting everything else on the outside take over about the fact if you're going up against your biggest rival in Twin Springs, even without everything else, with the football and the playoffs and the title and everything else that's on the line for Friday night as well?
Well, that's one thing. This rivalry is goes back and way back in history and a lot of years. It kind of reminds me of the Pennington Jones Bowl. Yeah. Me playing at Pennington. It's identical to, you know, it didn't have to be said. You can't look ahead, but everybody in the back of their mind knows it's there. It didn't matter. It don't matter if we're 8-1, 9-1, 10-0, or 1-9. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows this game's coming, and you know, and that's what we focus on. They know what this game's about. They know it's, you know, each team knows each other. They've played against each other from Little League on up in every sport around here. So they're focused. I don't think I got to worry about looking ahead and all this. They know whether it's for a district title or not. There's a lot of bragging rights. It's in county. It's a Scott County Super Bowl, as they call it. Mm-hmm. And they are focused and ready to go.
When you look at Keith Warner's squad, obviously a guy you know very well from your all's time coaching together at Gate City, now going up against each other in this rivalry against each other in the Cumberland District and in the region and the county as well. What do you see out of his team on film?
Well, again, Keith's a great coach, and I know Keith well enough to know every time they step on the field they're prepared to play, and it's not going to be any different tomorrow. Keith's got his squad going. I think their offensive coordinator and Coach Bays is – running this Veer offense, and they run it really well, and that's what concerns us. We've studied a lot of film, of course, and watched them, and their quarterback and running back, they work really well together and do a lot of reading stuff. So that's our concern right now is stopping that Veer offense, and with our defense, we've really studied, and we just got to read our keys. We got to do our job and wrap up and tackle well, and then we'll go from there.
As a team that's been so centered around your defense with the five shutouts this year we talked about earlier, when you look across the line, you see a team that you're going up against that last week put 73 points on the board. What does that tell you about the team you're going up against and what your defense has to do keys-wise against them?
Well, we got to focus on our keys and be in the right spot, fill the right gaps. They're a team that can score immediately. They can score on one play, and they proved it last week against Thomas Walker. Anytime you're scoring 73 points, you're doing something right. And that, you know, they run it well, and they got some playmakers that can go the distance. They throw it a little bit too. They got a receiver over 500 yards. They got a rusher over 1,300 yards, and the quarterback does good things. He does a good job of running that offense. And that's what we're concerned with.
Offensively for you all, what's going to be the biggest keys for you all on Friday night?
Well, up front, it's where it starts. You know, we're like I said, we're a year into this weight room thing, and we're much, much stronger. And it's going to start up front, but our running game, that's what we want to stick with. And if that's successful, it makes throwing a little bit easier.
That was head coach of the Rye Cove Eagles, Gary Collier, joining us here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. As we now turn our attention over to the team he's going up against and his old buddy, his old coaching mate. They used to be assistants together at Gate City. Now they're head coach of the other two schools in Scott County. Keith Warner, the head coach of the Twin Springs Titans. They're 8-1 this year, coming off the only loss to Union back in September. They've been rolling as of late, coming off scoring 73 points last week on the road at Thomas Walker. Now they try to come back home and take home a third straight Cumberland District title in some fashion. 2 years ago, they won it outright. Last year, they got a share of the title. A win Friday night locks up the outright title once again for the Titans. Here's my conversation with head coach of the Twin Springs Titans, Keith Warner. Coach, we've talked about this game for a lot of years now, and last year we talked about it when there was a share of the Cumberland District title on the line for you all. Rye Cove had a chance to take it out right. You took it from them and made sure y'all had at least a share of it for the win on the road at Rye Cove. Now, this year, it's just plain and simple. The championship is on the line, a trophy's on the line, and the number two seed in the Region 1D playoffs is on the line as well. How much do you talk about that for your team in the build-up to the game Friday night?
You know, our kids know what's at stake. They know what's on the line. They've been in these situations before. We've been very fortunate for, you know, the past 5 years. These guys have been in these types of games. I'm not sure if they've ever been in this type of atmosphere. I know last year's atmosphere at Rye Cove was second to none. What a special game, you know, an atmosphere for our guys to be able to play in. But they know what's at stake. Not only is it becoming a district championship, but it's Rye Cove. It's week 10. It's the, you know, county rival. But then you got to look past that too, and you got to keep your eye on the bigger prize. And you know, our season isn't based around, you know, Rye Cove week 10. You know, we got things after this, but this is just something that, you know, we got to try to take care of on Friday night. You know, we got a two seed in the region playoffs on the line. You know, that guarantees you home field into the region championship. You know, those are things that, you know, I'm trying to preach to my kids, that this, you can't let this game become bigger than what it is. It is big. You know, I don't lie to my kids. You know, I always tell them the truth, but I'm trying to get them to keep things in perspective. And I know it's hard as a kid. You know, I've been a part of this as a kid, and I probably didn't listen very well at that age either, you know, because of the magnitude that people in our county want to make this game. And I'm not going to lie to you, it is big. I mean, it's exciting, and I'm glad our kids get this. There's some kids, you know, I've said it all week in multiple interviews, there's a lot of kids that play this game that never get this type of environment or this type of game where a lot's on the line. So our kids are very fortunate. You know, Rocco's very fortunate. Their community, you know, they've come out in full support. Our community is second to none. They've backed us the past 5 years. So for our kids, for Rocco's kids, for our community, Rocco's community in Scott County, man, can it get any better?
I don't think so, and it's a lot to look forward to on Friday night there against Rye Cove. And taking a look back now to y'all's previous game, the offense has continued to keep rolling. Y'all scored at least 50 points three times this year, and the most recently against Thomas Walker last week, Keith. You put up 73 on the board against the Pioneers down in Ewing. What's working really well for Abel Dingus in that offense right now?
You know, I've said it before, you know, Abel Dingus is one of the best quarterbacks in the area. He's able to come to the line of scrimmage and do things that a quarterback should be able to do. He's our coach on the field. He's not just going out there calling a play and running it. He's checking defenses. He's checking coverages. He's audibling. And we give him that luxury. You know, we have that trust and that confidence in him as a quarterback. So, you know, he's second to none in this area. And I believe he's proven himself, you know, in that area. And he's proven himself, you know, to be a valuable part of our team, you know. So I'm glad we got him, you know, on our side of the ball.
Your defense is something we talked about coming into the year that y'all wanted to improve upon. It's been that way, at least on the scoreboard throughout the year. You've only given up at least 20 points three times this year. Most recently against Thomas Walker, give up 29, but you still won the game by 44 points. You had the 40-point output by Union against a Class 2 opponent, certainly a different test in that regard in that game. Your defense looks to be improved this year. What do you hope to see them when you go against Rye Cove, though, on Friday night?
You know, we're going to have to be very disciplined. You know, we gotta stay at home, read our keys, and we gotta account, you know, for every one of our keys. And I think that's gonna take a true eye discipline. You know, when you got Lane in the backfield, you know, at any time he's gonna pull that thing and run it, or he's gonna pull it, he's gonna roll out, he's gonna throw the ball. And he's a really good athlete. My goodness, the kid's very talented. So, you know, we're gonna respect him, but we've got to be focused. We can't come out flat. We've got to be prepared. We've got to be focused. And we've really got to account for Lane. So I think our kids are prepared, and I think they're ready to go.
Rye Cove's going to be a hungry bunch come to Nicholsville on Friday night. You all have won the last two in this series, although it's been over the last few years you won those two games because of the couple of missed games there in 2021, the spring and the fall seasons. You've won 8 out of the last 9, I believe, maybe 11 out of the last 13 in this series. This is a hungry group that's looking on not only win a district championship, as we talked about earlier, but also to just beat Twin Springs. And that's a big enough factor of taking away everything else that's going to be on the line when it comes to the postseason and trophies in that regard. What's going to be the biggest keys for your team on Friday night?
You know, we offensively, you know, our guys, we got to do what we do. I think up front, I think our line leads the way, you know, in the trenches, and they never get enough credit. So we've got to control the line of scrimmage offensively, and we can't put ourselves behind the sticks with silly penalties. And I think defensively, you know, again, we got to be sound. We got to stay at home. You know, we got to have good eye discipline, you know, and then when they take shots downfield, you know, we got to be there to make plays. But I think it's going to be, you know, a really good offense against another really good offense. So, you know, I hope we can stop them. If not, it's going to be one for the fans and not coaches.
That is head coach of the Titans, Keith Warner, joining us here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. As those two teams battle out there at Twin Springs, at Titan Stadium, Friday night, Rye Cove and Twin Springs, Cumberland District title on the line. Also, the winner is the number two seed in the Region 1D playoffs behind Honeaker, which means that they'll get at least two home playoff games if they take care of their business in the first round of the Region 1D playoffs next week. Our game we'll have on 93.5 WAXM tomorrow night is Gate City at Ridgeview. Big game in the Mountain District, big game in Region 2D. Winner gets a home playoff game. The winner's the number three seed. The loser, the number five seed, and most likely heading to Tazewell next week in the first round of the playoffs. We'll start off the road team here once again. That's going to be the head coach of the Blue Devils, Jeremy Housewright. As they've been rolling as of late, they've won their last three games, all three district games over Lehigh, Central, and John Battle, and now needing another one on the road at Ridgeview. Here's the head coach of the Blue Devils, Jeremy Housewright. Coach, y'all have won your last three games against Lehigh, John Battle, and Central in big district games. A couple of close games there against Lee and John Battle as well there in the previous 2 weeks to the prior one. What's been rolling well for you all recently?
These kids have just gone to work, after we hit that little skid there early in the year. And they've just worked hard, and they've come in focused. So hopefully we can continue what's happening.
When you look at Ridgeview, they're coming off a loss to prior to their bye week. When you know a team's coming off their bye week, what can you expect when you go back and look at film that's now from multiple weeks prior to your game? What changes about your game plan when you know a team's coming off their bye week in your opposition?
For us, we're not going to change. We'll look at the film and try to prepare the best we can, but we also know that there might be a few added wrinkles in there when people come off their bye week. So, we're just trying to plug along and do what we normally do.
As you get set for Ridgeview, what have you seen from them on film when you look at Dwayne Stanley's squad?
They're a good ball club. They got a great quarterback who's probably one of the best in the area, if not the best, Ridgeview's been a tough program ever since that school's been around, and they're a well-coached team, and they're very hard-nosed kids.
Jeremy Housewright joining us here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. And this is a game that's got some implications to it, a home game, a home playoff game is on the line. If you lose, you're most likely going on the road next week in the first round. A win means you get to play at home next either Friday or Saturday. How much do you bring that up to your team in the lead-up to the game?
We talked about the PowerPoints the first time they came out, and I haven't talked to the kids about it. I'm sure the kids know about it, but me personally, I haven't brought it up to them at all. Our big thing is that, we're trying to get better every day, and I think we're getting a little bit better. I think Friday night's a good test to see where we're at.
What's been the biggest things you all have improved on?
I think our offensive line's getting better. Last week we threw the ball really well, and defensively, I think we're playing better right now defensively, and I think our kids individually are getting better, and I just think it's helping our program out.
What's gonna be the biggest keys for your team on Friday night against Ridgeview?
Well, we can't start off slow, We can't turn the football over, and we got to control the line of scrimmage the best we can. And we got to realize that they're going to make big plays, and we're going to make some big plays. We can't get up too high. We can't get too low. We got to stay pretty consistent and just go out there and just give it our all for 48 minutes.
That was head coach of the Gate City Blue Devils, Jeremy Housewright, joining us here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. As the Blue Devils travel to take on Ridgeview, and I talked to the head coach of the Wolfpack, Dwayne Stanley, this week as well, as they're coming off a bye week following the loss 2 weeks ago in blowout fashion at home to Abingdon. Now they're trying to rebound in another home game on a senior night for a lot of guys who've been a part of some success there for Ridgeview in recent years as well, as they now host Gate City with a chance to play back home next week in the first round of the playoffs. Here's my conversation with the head coach of the Wolfpack, Dwayne Stanley. Coach, what did you find out about your team during the bye week coming off the loss to Abingdon?
It was a good week for us just for the fact that, mentally and physically we need a break. It was good for everyone, coaches, players. I thought our attitude's been really good. Come out, they practiced hard last week. you know, we went back and worked on a few things we hadn't been able to do in a while, and had a good week so far this week.
What was it that you all wanted to work on most coming off the loss 2 weeks ago?
I mean, you know, it's just a chance to go back to basic stuff, make sure you do a little self-scouting, make sure you've not been tipping anything, you know, go over a few things, go back, go through your stances, your starts, just basic stuff. And then, you know, you do a few things, are fun, practice not as long, and it's a good time during that bye week to just, you know, decompress a little bit.
To have it this late in the season after playing 9 consecutive weeks heading into the final week of the regular season with the postseason to follow, what does that change about your preparation during a bye week where you know that you've only got one game that you know of coming up next, but you know that you're hoping for more after that?
I like the fact, you know, it's good to have it. It's a big game. You know, it's a good team. You get 2 weeks to prepare for them. But ideally, it's not a very good time to have it. You know, you could use that thing earlier in the year. You get to this point, you know, you have one in game, and let's say week 6, you know the next 3 or 4 games you've got. So you can kind of look at that as you're going. With this one, you know you've got 1 week. And then after that, you really don't have a clue going into that bye who you might even have. So I think that's tough. But also, on the flip side, it keeps you pretty focused on the one person you do have.
That one person you do have is Gates City, and it's obviously a big game, as you said there a moment ago, a lot on the line. How much do you bring up the implications to your team getting ready for Friday night?
I mean, you try not to, but at this time of year, every time you turn around, somebody's talking about points. So they know. You really don't have to bring it up. But, you know, it's that point where if you win, you get to stay home another week. If you don't, you're probably going on the road. That's just – they know that, so you really don't have to keep going over it. You know, you try to say the old thing, hey, we just focus on the next game and then that stuff. But, you know, everybody knows.
When you look at Gate City this year, what do you see of Jeremy Housewright's squad on tape?
The extremely athletic football team, you know, got really good playmakers all over the field, solid on defense. They're a team that's starting to get healthy. They're getting some guys back that they didn't have through the middle of the year. So, you know, the quarterback, explosive, throws the ball well, playmaker, got a running back that runs hard, big line. I mean, they're a good, solid football team and all the way around.
What are going to be the biggest keys for you all on Friday night?
Limit big plays. I mean, they're explosive. They get a lot of big plays, and I think that's the key. And that's the key most weeks. If you make high school teams, and we're no different, if you make people drive the ball, it's hard to have 10-play drives, you know, over and over and over. You're going to make a mistake. You're going to have a penalty and get behind the sticks. And that's what it's all about. Just don't give up any big chunk plays.
That was Dwayne Stanley, head coach of the Ridgeview Wolfpack, joining us here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM. Thanks to all the coaches for joining us here tonight. Once again, tomorrow night we'll have Gate City at Ridgeview right here on 93.5 WAXM. 7 o'clock kickoff, pregame starting around 6:45 with myself and Corey Sanchez on the call from Wolfpack Stadium. I want to say thanks to all the coaches, Gary Collier, Rye Cove, Keith Warner at Twin Springs, Jeremy Housewright at Gate City, and Dwayne Stanley at Ridgeview for joining us tonight. Coming up, Corey and Zach will rejoin me as we talk some college football. Tennessee beats Kentucky. Virginia Tech now controls their own destiny in making an ACC title game as we head into November. Who would have thought we'd say that coming into the season? We can now about Brent Pry's squad heading into November, though, as they got a big game at Louisville coming up this weekend. Also, we'll see if we got any changes to our college football eliminator when we return right after this on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout, and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more. Great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way.
There's one thing I'm proud of on this show, fellas. When somebody dies, we honor them.
Yes.
I didn't know we were proud of anything on this show. But,
thank you. Thank you, Zach. Thank you.
Our powerful support of the Cumberland District. That's what we. Yeah. That's what we're proud of.
We're pro-Cumberland on this.
We're pro-Cumberland, and we're friends.
We should get bumper stickers that say pro-Cumberland.
Oh, there you go. That should be it. Right. I like that. Have a little bit of all the colors of the teams on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like
that. Those are a lot of names. Those are some long names on there, too.
Yeah. I like it, though. That's good.
Rest in peace, Chandler.
Matthew Perry is the reason why we're doing that. Also, rest in peace, Bob Knight. Damn it.
Yeah.
Passing away.
I love his.
We couldn't find a sound clip of throwing a chair.
Yeah.
I
couldn't play the sound clip.
Here it is.
I couldn't play that speech, that great speech he has out there on the floor, where when he dies, now you can bury.
Why can't you say that?
I'm not going to.
Yeah, I hope they bury.
No.
Are they really going to bury him upside down so they can kiss his tookus?
I don't know.
There you go. See, that's just.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
speaking of pro-Cumberland, though, let me tell you something. It's going to be pro-Cumberland this week. That's the good delegatary Kilgore. You think he's ready for that Scott County Bowl? We just talked
Super
to the head
Bowl.
Coaches
Super
from
Bowl,
right. Yeah, Super Gary Bowl. Collier and Twins at Rye Cove and Keith Warner at Twin Springs just joined us in the last segment. As did Jeremy House right from Gate City and Ridgeview head coach Dwayne Stanley. You think Terry Kilgore is ready for that Rye Cove Twin Springs game? I bet he is.
Oh, that mustache is going to be ready to rock
buddy,
and roll.
It's going to be ready to roll in Nicholsville on Friday night. And he is, as always, our good delegate and our sponsor of the Player of the Week, our Leadership Award. And that week goes this week goes to who else but a Twin Springs player. Abel Dingus. Hello, sir. Quarterback. All they did was throw up 73 points last week. He had a big part of that because he was the quarterback who scored 6 touchdowns and 286 yards for the Titans in their win over Thomas Walker. Congratulations to Abel Dingus of Twin Springs and the Titans in their win over Thomas Walker. They get set for the big one tomorrow night against Rye Cove. All right, fellas, let's talk some college football here. Tennessee beat Kentucky last week, 33-27. We all had the Vols. It wasn't easy. It wasn't pretty, but it's a win for Tennessee. And, hey, after all the talk about this team being a little bit disappointing, they're still 6-2 going into November where you can be remembered.
I could feel like your nerves translating from the Queen City down there. And I was like, I can just sense this. I can sense it. And I was like, I wanted to do a wellness check on you. I did. But you know what? I'm a better person than that. And I know how I would feel if, you know, my team was up against a hated opponent and they had an opportunity to win and they were cruising and then somehow the bottom fell out. Not like that happens or anything.
Not like on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah. Not like that was going to happen or nothing. But, I was impressed. You know, sometimes you got to it's a road game, and they were ready. What the hell, like smoke or something? It was kind of
hazy.
Yeah,
going into the fourth quarter, yeah.
Did they shoot the fireworks?
I think Calipari started something over there. I don't know. You know, he hates Mark Stoops these days.
They were trying to block out those cameras from Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah. Connor Stallions over there in his sunglasses for the Central Michigan-Michigan State game at 9 p.m. But now Tennessee, it wasn't a great performance, but it was good enough, and it gets you to 6-2, and now it's homecoming time. And Jim Moore Jr. comes to town of the UConn Huskies this Saturday.
Not Jim Moore Jr., it's just Jim Moore. He's not a junior.
Oh, he is a junior.
No, he's not. He's Jim E. Moore, and I think his dad is like Jim L. Moore, or vice versa.
He will always be junior to me, and he will always be the guy who got fired by the Falcons and the Seahawks. Playoffs. Yes, him guys, he as well. Yes, his dad, who I saw was somewhere the other day. I saw his dad somewhere. I can't remember where
he was at. Diddly Poo You.
Jesus. All righty. Zach,
I thought you like saying you saw him in like Gray or something.
No.
He was down there with Joe Gibbs and Bristol.
Actually, if the old establishment was still in Gray, maybe, but not in this day and time.
Ooh, Jacob.
We didn't start the fire. I do know that.
No, amen to that, sir.
My ears are wide open.
We didn't have this. Thank you. You're quiet as a mouse over there, I can see. Zach, we didn't have this on a sheet, but I'll go ahead and ask you, though, because they're playing well right now. We're going to pick their big game coming up. Virginia Tech put last Thursday night while our show was airing against Syracuse, pounded the Orange. They squeezed the life out of that Orange in Blacksburg Thursday night. Your Hokies are now 4-4, sir, and hold on a second. Let me pause. 3-1 in the ACC.
You're saying there's a chance.
Yes, sir.
Especially now with UNC collapsing as they have, it's wild to say, but Virginia Tech controls their own destiny. just soak that in for a minute. Right.
Your childish giggle.
At Louisville this week, at Boston College. Those two worry me a little bit. They never play well at Boston College. Obviously, Louisville's a top 15 team right now. The NC State game at home, I think that's kind of a pick 'em. And then you go to Charlottesville, where it'll be in front of a crowd of dead fish after Thanksgiving. So, who knows?
Life could be nice. Life could be pretty. You'll see what happens. Louisville's a big one this week. We'll pick that game later on the show with our voice of the Cavaliers, our Eastman Credit Union guest picker, Steve Curran. Other games last week, Oregon over Utah, 35-6. James Colley was the only one in the Utah Utes. Louisville, speaking of the Cardinals, they shut out Duke 23-0. We all had the Cardinals. Arizona late night took down Oregon State 27-24. Corey and I had the Wildcats. NC State takes down Clemson 24-17. Zach was the only one in the Wolfpack. And hey, folks, if you haven't heard Dabo Swinney on his coaches show this week with Tyler from Spartanburg, folks, it's getting testy down there around the SO Club.
Well, and you know what Doran did too? He called out Steve Smith. Again, Steve Smith is having the worst October anybody has had.
Yeah. It is Jerry Jeudy and now Dave Doran.
Right.
Two people who most people out there in the football world, unless they're really strong fans, maybe didn't know who those two people were. Let me tell you something. They know who Steve Smith was.
Steve Smith is the ice cold take queen right now.
Yes, he is. He was in Utah Saturday morning. I saw him Sunday in Charlotte as he was there for the Ring of Honor.
At the gas station.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
You're right. And he was there for Musa Muhammad and Julius Peppers being put in the pan for his Ring of Honor. What took so long? No one knows. Miami over Virginia, 29-26 in overtime. James Madison defeats Old Dominion 30-27. It was Furman defeating ETSU 16-8. Oh, the Bucks gave it a good ride, just couldn't finish it off. Tusculum defeats Erskine 52-14. Carson Newman over Emory Henry 37-7. James Colley was the only one of the Wasps. And it was Mars Hill 49, UVA Wise 24. Last week, guys, we all three just missed one game. Just missed one game is the only ones we missed. And that we all went 10 out of 11. James Colley went 7 out of 11. Standings in college now. Myself, 69 out of 95, 72.6%. Corey, 65, 68.4%. And Zach, 62, 65.3%. All right, guys, time for the Eliminator. Let's do this one quick here, see if there's any changes. I think there will be at least one. Corey, your team, Alabama, Michigan, Oregon, Oklahoma. My team, Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Ole Miss. Zach's team, Ohio State, Florida State, Washington, and North Carolina. Corey, your team all won except for Oklahoma, but they're still inside the top 10 in the college football playoff top 25. You hanging on to the Sooners?
Yeah. Let's hang on to Boomer Sooners.
They're going to hang on to the boys from Norman. I'm not making any changes on my team either right now. Zach, your team, North Carolina, lost a second straight week. You held off from a change last week. Will you make a move now? Make a move now as they're outside the top 25.
I got to. There's not many options left, but I think I'm going to go. I'm going to go Missouri.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick up the Tigers.
Opportunity sits there for him this weekend of a road trip to Georgia.
The Ozark Tigers. I'm gonna check them out and maybe ride with them a week. See how this plays out.
See how it feels to you. See how it goes. Corey,
see how this putter feels.
Yeah, North Carolina's on the board now. Would you like the Tar Heels, Corey? I have to ask. It's the rules.
That's a clown question,
okay,
bro.
Mac Brown did what Mac Brown does.
I know. I've been telling you.
Mac Brown going to Mac Brown.
I'm going to hang on to Mac Brown's old team, Texas. I'm not going to make any changes. I'm good. Zach, any more changes for you, sir?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Corey's team, Alabama, Michigan, Oregon, Oklahoma. My team, Georgia, Penn State, Texas, Ole Miss. Zach's new team, Ohio State, Florida State, Washington, and Missouri. It's time to pick some games when we come back. Steve Curran, the voice of the UVA Wise Cavaliers, joins us as our Eastman Credit Union guest picker as we continue right here on Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM.
Each morning I arrive while the world still sleeps, slicing fresh cuts of certified Angus beef.
Yeah, that's my food, City Butcher. I need your advice.
How about a gourmet burger with a little spice?
I'm hosting a cookout and it has to sizzle.
Try ribeyes with balsamic glaze, but just a drizzle.
Nobody does food like Food City.
Delegate Terry Kilgore proudly serving Virginia's 1st District in the House of Delegates. Terry Kilgore is a loyal and proud supporter of Southwest Virginia schools, as well as the revitalization of our area that we love to call home. Visit DelegateKilgore.com to learn more about Delegate Terry Kilgore.
From boats and motorcycles to campers and so much more, great adventures are just a click away with RV loans from Eastman Credit Union. Plus, enjoy no payments for 90 days.
ECU helped us find the RV loan that we needed.
We chose ECU for our RV loan because they have such great rates. We think everybody should choose ECU.
Live your dream now. Apply today at ecu.org/fun. Eastman Credit Union.
We're here talking Virginia Medicaid with Misty Lee of Anthem Health Keepers Plus. Misty, tell us why Medicaid renewals are so important.
Members who don't renew their Medicaid benefits will lose their health coverage.
What does a Medicare member have to do to keep their coverage?
The best thing they can do is make sure their mailing address is correct with the state. Anthem Health Keepers Plus members can call 1-800-901-0020 and check their address. They also need to contact their local DSS office and make sure their address is correct in the state system.
Welcome back here to Pigskin Picks on 93.5 WAXM as we wrap up a Thursday night edition of the show. As always, into the final week of the regular season in high school football in Southwest Virginia. We're rolling right along into November in college football. First week of playoffs in Tennessee. A lot to get to here on our pick segment. And we want to say thanks again to all the coaches who joined us tonight. Rye Cove's Gary Collier, Twin Springs' Keith Warner, Gate City's Jeremy Housewright, and Ridgeview's Dwayne Stanley. We're going to pick both of those games coming up here in a few moments as well. We also need to hit our Eastman Credit Union guest picker standings. We had the former head coach of the Hayside Tigers, now the analyst with our friends at Friday Night Rivals at WCYB, James Colley, as our guest picker last week. Coach did pretty well. He's in fourth place. He went 18 out of 25. He's at 72%. Alan Gregory, though, still in first place. The Bristol Herald Courier's Alan Gregory, who went 92.3% a few weeks ago, 24 out of 26. Tim Hayes from the Herald Courier's in second place at 76%, 19 out of 25. Our defending champion, Pat Kennedy, just ahead of James Colley at 73.7% as well. Our guest picker this week is a man that we all know very well. He's a man that we've all broadcasted with in our past lives as well. That is the voice of the UVA Wise Cavaliers, Steve Curran. Steve Curran, everybody, joining us here on Pigskin Picks. Steve, as always, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well. I'm living the dream. You know, when you rattled off those numbers there, 92.3 sound like a radio station number or something like that. It seems like I've heard something like that.
It should be. We're trying to buy that to get another station there for LSD to get a little bit of help there. We're going to see what we can do. Maybe pick up a few more high school football games. You never know. Fellas, let's pick some games. Let's head into college football in week one. Corey, I always start off with you, sir. Carson Newman heads to Carl Smith Stadium to take on UVA Wise. The Cavs are 2-7. The Eagles are 4-5. Carson Newman came off the blowout win over Emory Henry last week. UVA Wise of a noon kick. That means pregame 11:30 right here on 93.5 WXM with Steve Kern on the call from Carl Smith Stadium. Who wins in Wise from the Eagles and the Cavaliers, Corey?
Yeah. Ooh. I got to say, I think it's going to be those Mossy Creek boys. The Eagles are going to come and win this game.
My goodness.
It hurts me. You hear the pain in it.
That's terrible to hear. That's just terrible to hear from you, Corey. I can't believe what I'm hearing.
Jim Nance will be there, and the Dollar General version of Jim Nance.
Yeah.
So I just hope the coat will pop, and there will be no fracases.
And stay away from the midfield logo.
Yes.
Steve, who do you like there between the Eagles and the Cavs?
I'm glad Corey went first.
You're more important than I am, Steve. So,
and yes, we've all worked together for years, and I'm sorry I keep running you guys off. I don't know what it is. I've got to pick to be smart and not be with my heart. I think I got to pick Carson. They're playing good ball right now, and the Cavaliers are struggling. So I'm like Corey, but fly with Eagles.
Steve may be more important, but where does he get to park at? It's maybe the more important question, Corey. Zach, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, I had to steal my parking pass when I was down there. I don't know. Is there a booth big enough for all four of us to get together again?
We should. We should try that. We've got a picture of that somewhere.
We do. We do.
Probably,
yeah.
We could.
Yeah,
we do. Yeah. Yeah, we could.
This baseball game.
I'll try to tune in for a little bit because I go on the air after, but I'm going to go Carson Newman. I think once kickoff starts, it's going to be not interesting. I think Carson Newman wins big.
Shoot. Wow, you're really bringing in the listeners for us there, Zach. Thank you.
Sorry.
I'll go Carson Newman on the road.
It'll be great.
Yeah, I'll go Carson Newman on the road as well there at Carl Smith. Let's head to Emory Henry. The 0-9 Erskine Fleet, coached by old Shat Boyd, Steve, comes in the town to take on the Wasps. Erskine's still looking for win number one. How do they fare on the road against your most favorite team in the SAC, Emory Henry?
Well, they're going to leave Emory Henry looking still good for their first road win, too. And I picked the Wasps here. They've had a good initial recovery here in the SAC, and they played well here. So I think the Wasps win. And I think it's the Erskine's farewell tour this year. I think they leave the conference this year, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe them and Barton are both exiting stage right there. From the SAC.
They're gone to Anderson, I guess.
Yeah, as they head back to Conference Carolinas, and you say hello to the Anderson Trojans, which means hello another trip to the Esso Club. Zach,
yes, it is.
How do you like this game going on here between the Fleet and the Wasps?
Yeah, this one's all Wasps. Erskine, really nothing too entertaining about those guys. I think Emory gets it done at home.
Emory Henry for everybody so far. Corey, you in on that? You got that? I'm not sure you've ever picked them.
Dear Father in heaven, forgive me. Forgive your son, for he knows not what he does. But at the end of the day, I will put down my raid cannon, and I will say that a team off of 81 will beat a team from South Carolina.
Wow. That means Emory Henry, folks, if you weren't catching on to that there for Corey Sanchez. I'll pick Emory Henry at home as well. This is a battle for that Mountain Divisional crown over there in the SAC. Hello, Mars Hill. Hello, Tusculum. This should be a fun one. This was a good game last year over in North Carolina. Now they play this one in Greene County, Zachary. The Lions and the Pioneers. How does this one go over there on Saturday afternoon? It's a 1 o'clock kick.
Well, Mars Hill, I think maybe the first time in their football program history, they're in the top 25.
Yeah,
I saw that earlier this morning. And I don't think they go in and lay an egg, but I do think this one's closer than it has to be. I think Mars Hill gets the win, though.
Mars Hill over Tusculum for Zach. Corey, who do you like in this one?
Yeah, give me Mars Hill.
Steve, you saw Mars Hill last week. They looked pretty good, at least for a good portion of the game until later on when UVA Wise tacked on a couple of late ones. How do they fare on the road?
Well, Mars Hill will light up the scoreboard at Tusculum. You don't need to bring a light there at Tusculum. They've got lights up there. Mars Hill's winning.
But they don't need to. Our friends Dom Donnelly and Brian Staten will take care of you. We'll over there at Tuscan. You don't have to worry about that. Mars Hill on the road for everybody. I'm going to hop in there on that one as well. We agree so far on the first three picks of the show. Let's see if we can keep it going. VMI's 3-6. They travel to ETSU. They're 2-6. That's tough to say. It's a 1 o'clock kick in Johnson City. Corey, help me out here. You going to go with a state school in the Cadets, or you going to go with my alma mater?
Well, your alma mater won the last 4 out of 5 against them.
Thank you.
Lord, I mean, what is this going to be? This is a 1 o'clock kickoff on local access, PBS. Let's go with ETSU.
ETSU for Corey. Steve?
I'm going to follow Corey, and the Bucks will stop here. The Bucks get another win. They get their third win of the year. It's an important win there. It's a tough team there, but they played well last week. I'm going with the Bucks.
They've got to find some wins to make sure they don't have to find some money, if you know what I mean there.
Yeah.
Zach, who do you like in this one?
You know what? I'm going to go VMI marches into Johnson City and gets the win.
Okay.
In between a couple of cooking shows on local access TV Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I like ETSU at home for no other reason than, well, I just need to. It'll make me feel better if I write down ETSU, and I'm also wearing the shirt. I don't have much trust in them right now. They did play well last week. Steve's right. They played well last week against Furman. We'll see if they can put it together and get a second conference win of the year to go with their win over Wofford a few weeks ago. All right, let's head to the big time at noon on ABC. Notre Dame's ranked number 15 in the country, 7-2 on the year, Steve. They head down there near the SO Club to take on Clemson. They're reeling. They've lost their last two, I should say. They're 4-4. Irish or Tigers?
I'm going Irish. The Tigers have lost their last two, make it 3 in a row. Then Notre Dame will celebrate the SO Club, have a good time, but the Irish will prevail down at Clemson.
The Irish will very much enjoy the SO Club, Zach Helton, but will they have a chance to?
Yes, I think they will, and I think Dabo has another meltdown this week. Go Irish.
That should be a fun call-in show Monday night. Corey.
In the words of Steve Kern, it'll be Notre Dame saying, later gone, boys, because they're going to take it to the Clemson Tigers.
I've been all over Notre Dame all year long. All over them. Loved them from the beginning. They let me down against Louisville. I haven't forgot about that yet. I still pitched them to beat USC the following week, and they did.
Uh-oh.
I've been riding Clemson pretty hard lately, and they've burned me. They burned me hard, Corey. Give me Clemson at home.
Hey,
come on.
You ain't that three. You going to take the – okay.
Yeah.
All right, Dick.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, we wonder why people on the message board hate us.
We're spending too much time on college boys.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's go. Georgia Tech and Virginia. Zach, the Wahoos been playing well of late. Got a win over North Carolina. Lost to their old friends down at Miami last week in overtime. Now Georgia Tech comes to town. It's the North Carolina enemies playing each other in Charlottesville. Yellow Jackets or Cavaliers. 2 o'clock on the CW.
What a weird kickoff time. I'm gonna go Rambling Wreck on the road.
Rambling Wreck for Zach. Corey, Georgia Tech or Virginia?
Huh. Interesting. Let's see something here real quick. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's do that. I'm gonna do this right now.
Tell me. Tell us all.
Virginia is going to come out on top of the Rambling Wreck.
Going to go Virginia at home for Corey. Okay. Tony Elliott's squad been playing well of late, Steve. These are your Cavs. Can they pick up another win?
We're coming back from a game in Northern Kentucky there. We watched Virginia lose James Madison back in early September, and they've come a long way since that game, beating North Carolina and almost beating Miami last week. I think the Cavs are going to win at home against Georgia Tech, so wahoo, wahoo, wah. Okay.
There you go, buddy. I like Virginia at home as well.
Yeah.
I had the V written down, too. I'm riding with Tony Elliott and the guys. I like them. I like the way they're playing. Obviously, I saw them earlier this year when they lost to Tennessee in week one, yet they still played hard in that game. They just didn't quite have enough talent in that one. I'll take Virginia at home. That's right. There you go. Virginia Tech travels to Louisville. I'm going back to you, Zach. This is a big one, pal. It's all on the line, as we talked about last segment. It's a control-your-own-destiny type of season heading into November for the Hokies. Do they control it on the road against the Cardinals? 3:30 ACC Network.
Hey, the Hokies have figured it out, boys. Hokie, hokie, he, hokie, hokie, hi. Tech on the road, baby. Let's go.
Virginia Tech on the road for Zach. Last time he said that, they lost on the road to Florida State. Remember that, Corey? How's it fare this time, buddy?
You remember we were trying when somebody was encouraging me, I said, you know, talk with your buddy and put your team on the line. Put Florida State off of there, right? you know, hokey, hokey high, this ain't it, my guy. Give me the Cardinals in this one.
Louisville for Corey, Virginia Tech for Zach. Steve, Hokies or Cardinals?
Well, the Hokies going to lose the Card Sharks in Louisville. Louisville all the way.
There you go. I like Louisville at home as well. Give me Jeff Brohm and the guys. They stay in the hunt for an ACC title. It's maybe the last time we'll see Bedlam for a while. Oklahoma's heading to the SEC, and they're not looking to renew this rivalry after it's done. 3:30 ABC, Corey. Number 9, Oklahoma. Number 22, Oklahoma State. Who wins it in Stillwater between Venables and Gundy one final time?
Well, I'm a man. I'm not 40 yet, but you know what?
We'll be there. I think. Notes.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. With our hairlines, Lord have mercy, we're already looking. Let's go. I guess my Sooners will bounce back against Oklahoma State.
That would be Oklahoma on the road for Corey. Steve.
I passed 40 a long time ago, Corey.
We know.
But it didn't take that long to pick Oklahoma. Oklahoma.
Oklahoma for everybody so far. Zach, who are you with?
I'm going to go Pokes. Let's go Oklahoma State in a mild upset at home.
They've played really well of late, coming off a big win last week over Cincinnati. They lost to South Alabama back in September by 23. That's in a rearview mirror for Gundy and the guys. Problem is, what's not in a rearview mirror? His bad record against Oklahoma. It still matters, and they're going to get one more on him. He's going to be mad going into that game, but it's not going to matter. Give me the Sooners on the road in Stillwater. Missouri and Georgia. Yes, this game is a top 15 matchup, Steve Curran. Georgia now ranked number 2 in the country. The defending champs host the Tigers. 3:30 CBS. Who do you like in Athens, the Tigers or the Bulldogs?
Well, the top dog, excuse the pun, is still Georgia. Georgia all the way.
That's Georgia at home for Steve's. Zach, you just picked up the Tigers in the Eliminator. Do they pick up a win?
Yeah, this is a little tough one for me because my head is saying Georgia, but my heart's saying Missouri with this recent find on the Eliminator. You know what? I'm going to go Georgia at home. I don't think a Missouri loss hurts them too bad, even though it'll be their second. I still go Georgia at home.
They're still in a great position for a New Year's Six Bowl, even with a loss maybe, if they can take care of business against Tennessee in a couple of weeks as well. Remember, that's coming up next week when the Vols come into Como. Corey Sanchez, everybody's on Georgia so far. Nobody's going for the upset. Missouri has to go on the road. Can they do it?
No, they cannot.
Okay, I tried to build it up. I tried. That's Georgia for everybody. I'm taking Georgia as well. They're favored by more than 2 touchdowns at home against the number 12 team in the country. 7:30 ABC. We talked about a Clemson team that's been reeling of late. USC has as well. How do they fare now? It's ranked number 24 in the country. Zach Helton against number 5 Washington coming to town. It's the Coliseum on a Saturday night. That used to matter. Does it still?
No. L.A., if you've ever been to L.A., there's a lot of plastic and fake walking around. And USC is one of those fraud teams right now. My Huskies go in and get it done.
Washington on the road for Zach. Corey?
Am I reading this right? This is the first time they've played since 2019.
Yeah, yeah. There's so many teams in the Pac-12, it's tough.
Good grief. I smell upset.
Okay.
I smell upset. Yeah, give me USC.
USC on the road.
That's the L.A. smog you smell.
That smog, yeah.
It's coming out there. That was that Florida swamp water you were drinking when you thought the Hokies were going to beat the Seminoles, too. But dang.
Steve?
It made me feel good inside. That's all that matters.
Steve, you smelling that Chavez Ravine, maybe?
Did Zach say there's a lot of fake in L.A.? Well, no, where the Dodgers didn't make the playoffs. They're fake. No. Washington. 8-0 would be 9-0 after this one. Washington
on the road for Steve. What have I been telling you all year long? I think Washington is last year's Tennessee. That's not college football playoff caliber, though. They came up short, as does Washington. Give me USC at home.
Let's go.
I'm with another team certainly looking to bounce back at home on ABC. I said Clemson earlier. Give me the Trojans and Lincoln Riley this time around. All right, one final college game, guys. 7:45 CBS, number 14 LSU, number 8 Alabama, Corey. Who wins in Tuscaloosa? Can the Tide get revenge over the Tigers like they did the Vols a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, let's go Alabama for the Eliminator's sake.
Alabama for Corey. Steve?
always a close game these two play. I think the home field is a big advantage in this one. So I'm going with the Alabama Crimson Tide. So go Bama.
Only since Saban's been in Alabama has he lost to a team two straight times, a couple of times. Yes, Ole Miss did it. Also, Zach, so did LSU back in 10 and 11. Can Brian Kelly do it this time?
No. Brian Kelly just doesn't have a team this year that that can compete in the SEC West. I'm going to go Bama at home.
He's got the offense. Maybe that defense certainly not up to caliber. That's weird to say about an LSU team. I'll take Alabama at home as well. You know, I barely ever pick against Saban. Let's go TSSAA first-round playoffs. Let's pick a few games here, guys. Let's start off with you, Steve. Oneida makes the trip over to Happy Valley to take on a battle of 7-3 teams trying to move on into the postseason. Who wins it over there on Warrior Hill?
Since you told me how to pronounce Oneida, I'll pick him. That's the only reason I'm picking him.
Oneida there for Steve Curran. Zach Helton.
I have no idea where Oneida is, but I'm going to go Happy Valley.
Happy Valley at home. They've been playing so well recently. Can they keep it rolling, Corey? If you want a UVA-wise connection, obviously, women's basketball assistant coach, former player there at UVA-wise, Kaylee Johnson's a Happy Valley grad. I don't know if anybody went to Oneida. Just saying.
There you go. Let's go. Let's keep it happy.
You're going to go Happy Valley at home. I'm going to go Oneida on the road. Sullivan East on the road.
Way to sell it. I knew that's the
reason. Sullivan East at Anderson County. It's a battle of 6-4 teams. Remember, Anderson County last year rolled all the way to the state title. Not been that kind of year for them this time around, Zach. The Patriots, they can score. Can they score a win?
No, I'm going to go Anderson County at home.
Anderson County at home. Sullivan East, do yourself a favor. Go to the Golden Girls. Believe me. Trust me, J.C. Simmons. I know you went to Emory Henry. I know these other people may not trust you. I do. Go to the Golden Girls. Corey, do they go to the Golden Girls and get a win?
No, Anderson County all the way.
Anderson County for Corey and Zach. That's the Mavericks, Steve. Patriots or Mavericks for you?
Yeah, I got Sullivan East is 1-7 in playoff games in the history, so I guess Anderson County, the defending 4A state champions, will prevail.
Sullivan East has been good this year, but you can tell they've got a lid. They've got sort of a roof on their ceiling on what they are, though. They lose to better teams. They can't really go up in competition. Anderson County's up in competition. This is a loss. Give me Anderson County at home. Tennessee High is on the road at Powell. Battle 7-3 teams here, Corey. Who wins this one, Vikings or Powell?
Give me the pal.
Give you the pal? The pal for Corey. I like that. I may have to use that one later when I'm on another station tomorrow morning. Steve, who do you like in this one?
Well, Tennessee High has won six straight, but they've lost its last four postseason games. Pow wow, go for pal.
There you go. Zach?
Yeah, I'm not, you know, Tennessee High hasn't been consistent enough for my liking. They're kind of a wishy-washy team. I don't think they can go on the road and get a playoff win. I'm going to go Powell.
Powell at home for me as well. Dobbins Bennett's going to travel to Beard, and they're going to just on that other side of Knoxville over there on Old Chapman Highway. Let's go see what the Bulldogs have to say about the Indians here. Let's check in with Steve Curran on this pick. Dobbins Bennett or Bearden for you, Steve?
Anytime a team from this part of the state goes down to Knoxville, it's not good news. So if they're going through Knoxville, past Knoxville, go to Bearden, I'm going to take Bearden.
That'd be Bearden at home. This is a rematch of a state championship basketball game from 2 years ago. The Dobbins Bennett won in overtime. Let's see if maybe they can return the favor in football here this time on the grass, or at least on the turf, I should say. Zach, are you going to ride with the Indians on the road or go with the home Bulldogs?
Well, you know, Knox Beard, and anytime you got Beard in your name and you're a high school team, I think you got to give the upper hand. I'm going to go Bearden at home.
Bearden for Zach and Steve. Corey Bearden, the alma mater of one of Tennessee basketball's former players, Burt Bertelkamp, the analyst on the Vol Network as well. Just a little bit of some trivia knowledge there for you. Just a few notes for your pick. Who do you like in this one?
Yeah, that doesn't matter to me.
Okay, just telling you.
The band may be playing hard, but the Beard will fly high.
That'd be Bearden for everybody. I'll take Bearden as well. I'm about to say something I never thought I'd say on this show. Maryville's traveling on the road in the first round of the playoffs. They go to Johnson City to take on Science Hill. My goodness. Zach Helton, what in the world is going on? And could there be a way that Maryville will lose in the first round of the playoffs in Johnson City to those Hilltoppers?
You know what? This is a sneaky good matchup. I think Science Hill keeps it close, but I think Maryville. Maryville plays a tough schedule, and I think they go on the road and they get it done.
Maryville on the road for Zach. Corey.
Yeah, Maryville.
All those state titles in their history, they have to go on the road, though, Steve. Can they start maybe a road to another one on the road in Johnson
City?
Well,
they're going to be mad about having to go on the road for a change, so they're going to come out with a win, and Maryville's going to win. They're going to say, okay, we're going to be at home for a while. So, yeah, Maryville wins on the road, yes.
Let me tell you something, but if they lose, I will pay for their hotel stay if they want to stay one more night in Johnson City, just in case if someone else loses Saturday in Johnson City, they get their old coach back. I'll take Science.
Oh, my gosh.
Just kidding you. I'm going to take Maryville on the road. Just a little pull it back there, a little Lee Corso there for you. All right.
Today's show is sponsored by Collusion.
Let's head to Southwest Virginia. Final week of the season, Corey. Tazewell travels to Lebanon. Tazewell 6-3. Really doesn't matter to them. They're going to be the four seed pretty much no matter what. Lebanon's trying to fight their way in. They're pretty much done, though. Not a ton of playoff implications. That's why we're picking it first. Who do you like, Bulldogs or Pioneers?
Give me Zach Helton's Dogs in this one.
That would be Tazewell. Steve.
Stop it.
Zach Helton's Dogs? Huh? What are you talking about? Yeah, he's a Richland Tornado, isn't he? Awesome. But I think I'm going to take Tazewell had a good year. They've had a good team. So Tazewell.
Tazewell for Steve Kern. Tazewell for Corey Sanchez. Zach Helton?
Well, the Lebanese let me down last week at home against Virginia High. I'm going to go Tazewell on the road in this one. They're going to be without their quarterback, though, so this one may be a little bit closer than people anticipate, especially where it doesn't mean much here in Week 10. But I think Tazewell does get the win.
Tazewell on the road for everybody. Maybe a little bit closer than people think, though. I like that call there by Zach, but I'll take Tazewell on the road as well. This one does have some playoff implications. Who wants to be a 6 seed? Who wants to be an 8 seed? We'll find out. Marion travels to Virginia High. It's a battle of 4 and 5 teams, Steve. Who wants to go on the road to the winner of Ridgeview-Gate City rather than go on the road to Union for the loser of this game? Well, who wins it there in Bristol?
Neither one of them want to go. Marion has improved quite a bit in the last few years. They're 4 and 5. They have Virginia High. Virginia High is pretty good, but this is going to be a good game. This will be a good matchup here, but the Bearcats at home will win, and they'll get to stay at home for a while.
Yeah, they'll get to just make that short road trip to Gate City or come back over to where they lost last year, Ridgeview, in the second round, but this time in the first round, maybe depending on how it goes there on the Ridge Friday night. But, Zach, who do you like it between the Hurricanes and the Bearcats?
You know what? Marion just obliterated a bad Richlands team last week, almost 500 yards on the ground. I think they play keep away, and I think they get the road win over the Bearcats as well. And we'll go Marion.
Jack Ginn in year two, Corey. We saw them in week two last year against Central. It was
and
a
they
bad
were
look.
2 weeks.
It was
yes.
a bad look. Yes. A lot of improvement. They're most likely going to the playoffs. There's like a sliver of a chance they could slip out. A sliver. They need John Battle to beat Union, though. Let's just be honest. It's not happening. We'll pick that game later on. But can they pull off a road win against Virginia High?
Yeah, let's go Marion in this one.
You're going Marion on the road.
Shut up, Jacob.
Wow.
Shut
I tell
up,
you
Jacob.
What,
shut up,
fellas,
Jacob.
You know
shut
what they
up,
say
Jacob.
About
just
one
shut
lost
up.
Love.
Just shut up.
My
Corey
gosh.
Marion in anything?
Yeah. My
pipe
goodness.
Is pipe. You two, I don't want to hear anything out of y'all. Stop it. It's mean spirited.
Virginia High at home for me. I'm going to go with Steve. I'll take the Bearcats at home with Derek Patterson's squad, and they get to 500, and they pick up a lot of wins here late in the season. They head into the postseason in a pretty good spot. Honeakers undefeated. They travel to Rural Retreat. Corey, Tigers stay undefeated. They don't have a ton to play for. They're locked in. They're the one seed no matter what. Rural Retreat needs a win. They need to help some seeding. They need to move around some stuff. How does it go over there up the interstate a little bit there for the Tigers against the Indians?
Shalom with Honaker.
That would be Honaker. Thank you, sir. Steve, who do you like in this one?
Hey, Rural Retreat's a team hard to figure out. They had a win in their pocket last week. They lose in the last few seconds, and Holston goes for two, and they beat him there. But I think Honeaker's going to finish out 10-0 once again. Go Honeaker.
Honeaker for Steve and Corey. Yeah, that Rural Retreat loss hurt me last week. I needed the Indians for that one. They burned me at the end. Zach, how does this one go for the Indians and the Tigers?
Yeah, obviously Honeaker may take their foot off the gas, but I still think they want that undefeated season. I'm going to go Honeaker on the road.
I like Honecker on the road as well. I didn't think I wanted to feed and then they keep rolling. And they're a pretty good spot, I think, maybe, when it comes to that. Remember, you got to keep an eye on that top seed, 1D, 1C, about a state semifinal match. They keep an eye on that as well. They want to pick up some more points and working in that favor for them heading into the postseason as well. I like Honecker on the road. Chilhowee travels to Holston, 4-5 versus 5-4. Holston's in a weird spot here. They could be as high as a 5 seed of a win. With a loss, they could slip entirely out of the playoffs, as we talked about earlier on in the show when I went through the scenarios. Chilhowee, they need a win. They're on the outside looking in right now, and they need a win, Steve. Can they find one in Damascus against the Cavaliers?
They won't find one in Damascus. The game's at Chilhowee.
Oh, excuse me. I wrote it down the wrong way. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, you sure did.
Yeah, I did that last one, too.
Yeah, you did.
I did that last one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if they go to Damascus looking for a win, they're going to be in trouble because they're not going to play Damascus there. But, you know, last week I saw you guys at the Abingdon Union game, and Chilhowee led 13-7 and a half against Patrick Henry. They lost 37-20. They've lost 4 or 5 in a row. The Warriors have. They had a good start this year, and Coach Sturgis did a good job here. But, unfortunately, I'm going to learn how to lose 2 parking spots in 15 minutes.
Wow.
I got to pick Holston.
He went against the Cavs. Gosh. In UVA-wise, and now he's picking the Cavs to go against his Warriors. This is dangerous territory right now for Steve Curran. Holston for Curran.
I may have better go to
the
game.
Yeah, I know. You may have to find a different game to go to there, pal.
Yeah.
You may not have as much good luck there. And your old buddy's not even the AD over there anymore. Zach, who do you like in this one?
I don't know. John Sabo just texted me and said Steve Kern's field pass at Chilhowee is burned. Yeah, I mean, if Steve Kern's going against Chilhowee, what's telling me not to go get for Chilhowee? I actually saw Holston a few weeks ago. They've got a great running team. I think them at home, I think they do get the win, though.
You go Holston at home for Zach and Steve, Corey.
Yeah. And I was shocked because I saw their director of motivation and inspirational thought talk, Coach Mo Smith.
You saw him?
Yeah. The director of speech and thought form motivator.
He's like Matthew McConaughey, right?
He's like, all right. Yeah. Steve, now if they do win, I just want to know: are you hosting the post game show? That's all I need to know. Hot tub be ready for?
Well, we'll get Middle Fork.
There. With that being said, I'm kind of like with Zach. If Steve Kern goes against you, how can I be for you? Give me Holston.
Oh, wow. My goodness. That is Holston for everybody. I got to go Holston as well. I already had it written down. I'm with these guys. If Steve's not, I got to go Holston too. Abingdon at Lehigh. Let's head down to 5 stars, Zach. That's a stadium you know pretty well. How does it fare for the Falcons, though?
No Falcon way Lehigh gets the home win. I'm going to go Abingdon on the road.
Watch out what Lehigh is trying to figure some things out heading into the playoffs, Corey. They're going to be there, but boy, they're doing it with a loss to John Battle. Hey, heck, you know what? Both of these teams lost to John Battle. Who beats each other, though?
Okay. Yeah. The batters will be charged, and the Falcons will fly high.
That's happened for both Corey and Zach. I just let it sit there for a minute. You let the pauses drown on there. Got a pregnant pause? I don't know. Steve, who do you like?
Well, the Falcons will soar to Ben Hur, and they'll soar back with a win over at Lehigh. So give me the Abingdon Falcons.
Abingdon for everybody. Me too. I'll take the Falcons on the road. Castlewood travels to Eastside, Corey. Who wins at Carl McConnell?
Eastside.
That's Eastside for Corey. Steve?
Eastside.
Eastside. These are quick answers. I like them, Zach.
Yeah, I'm going to go Eastside.
Eastside for me as well. We're on the Spartans. Central travels to Grundy. Eastside's never been a bigger Central fan their entire life. A Central win and their win, they may be able to hop all the way up to the 6th seed in the playoffs, Steve. Did I just say that? Eastside is a Central fan. I never thought I'd say that living in Wise County, but they're going to say it here. Can they pull off a win and get win number 2 and book in their season with wins with 8 consecutive losses in the middle up against the Golden Wave?
So you ask me who I'm picking, right?
Yeah.
I'll use a quote for your old buddy there. Are we put up against the clock? Are we good?
You go ahead. Pick up some time there.
Yeah, Grundy is so up and down, it's hard to figure out, and then Central had a really bad year. I'm gonna, because it's at home at Grundy, I'm going to pick Grundy.
Grundy at home. Zach?
Yeah, I got to go Golden Wave at home.
Grundy at home. Corey?
Yeah, let's go Grundy.
Grundy at home for everybody. Central usually finds a way to win this game. I'll go Central. Anybody picking John Battle over Union? No,
don't hold on. Time out. No, that's not fair because so,
I gotta pick up some time. Rocco travels to Twin Springs. We're all, everybody's 8-1 as we head into the Scott County Bowl. Zach, who do you like there between the Eagles and the Titans?
Yeah, I'm just wondering where the radio's at for this one.
Mm-hmm. Where's the phone line at?
Oh, fair enough.
Lee County.
Yeah, the phone, radio signals don't go well through carrier pigeons anymore.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go Titans at home in this one. The Big Red Army shows up for football.
Twin Springs at home for Zach. Our friends over at the TV station has been absolutely clamored with people requesting for TV cameras to show up for this one Friday night. It will not be. Corey, who do you like between Rykov and Twin Springs?
Yeah, I got to go with the Big Red Army on this one. They probably got the better concession stand, too,
wow,
right?
Wow, right underneath the press box, Twin Springs. Okay, Steve.
Where is the – yeah, I heard you talk about the radio station. I guess they're running the phone line right now from – I don't know where they're running from. But I don't know where they're going to. But I just think – I think Rykov's a better team. I'm picking Gary Collier and the Rykov War Eagles.
Steve Kern is Gary Collier, a little bit of memory serves me from that story.
Yeah.
I'll take Rykov on the road as well. I rarely ever pick against Twin Springs. I just think Rykov's the better team. I'm with Steve. I just think Rykov's the better team. I'll take the Eagles on the road. WLSD's got Burton and Thomas Walker, Corey, who wins down in Ewing.
Jacob.
Yeah.
You're doing some prep for this.
Yes, they've never won.
They've never won.
They've never won.
They've never won in this thing.
Thomas Walker has never beat J.I.
Thomas Burton. Walker has never beat John I. Burton.
Nope.
Again, Thomas Walker has not done this.
Nay.
With that being said, Thomas Walker does it. They do it. They uncrust the uncrustable, and they beat John I. Burton.
Steve?
Yeah, I keep hearing they never beat him. I'll tell you how many times they've played, 19 times. So the number 20 goes to Thomas Walker. So the Pioneers get the first win between those two.
Thomas Walker for everybody so far, Zach.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dr. Thomas Walker
at
home.
Thank you. I'll take Thomas Walker at home as well. They should have won this one 2 years ago, and they somehow lost. It cost them a playoff spot. That should have been their first time in 2021. They didn't do it. It's gotten me a little bit wary. Sometimes it just has a weird feeling. You go take up a team, you should beat them.
Remember, they're our playoff team. They're our playoff team. You and I picked them to go to the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're not going to. I'll take Thomas Walker at home. I'm going to take the Pioneers. They're going to get win number one over Jabber. It's going to be a disappointing year they don't make the playoffs. They'll get a little bit of positivity heading into the offseason and get back to 500. Gate City travels to Ridgeview. It's our game on 93.5 WAXM, Steve. Winner gets the 3 seed. Loser has to go on the road. The Taz will next week in the first round of the playoffs. Who wins it, Blue Devils or Wolfpack?
I'm looking for 92.4% out of this week, and I hope I get it here. So I'm saying Ridgeview at home will win, and I'm hoping I can. Alan Gregory's a top dog right now for the visitor picks, right?
Yep.
Is it called the Visitor Pick Cup or anything like that? I hope I can win something if I go 92.4.
Yeah, we're going to find out. We're still trying to figure out what we did to Pat Kenny. It's something happened in the mail. I don't know. I had something to him, and I don't know. We're still trying to figure that out there with Pat Kenny. Heather's gift never actually occurred. I don't know what happened to her 2 years ago. Yeah,
in other words,
sorry,
I get 92.4. My gift will get lost in a cloud somewhere, right?
You may walk into the Pryor Center one day during basketball season. Maybe there'll be something sitting there for you.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'll bring it to you, Steve. I'll hand deliver it to you. Yeah.
I'll take the pack here anyway.
Yeah. Well, that's Ridgeview for Steve. Zach?
Yeah, I think Ridgeview squeaks this one out. The home field, I think, gets them the win.
Corey, we saw Ridgeview a couple weeks ago. It was ugly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was
Can
ugly.
They bounce back after a bye week?
I have to preface this now. My people of my new hometown, please forgive. Please forgive me on this one because heck have no fury like a Wolfpack scorn. And the last time we saw Ridgeview, they took it on the chin, the cheek, the forehead, and that ain't going to happen again. They will come ready for battle. They'll win. Give me the pack in that situation. I love you, Gate City.
I had to write down what minute that was there on the clock. I'm going to take Ridgeview as well on at home. I think they bounce back. I think they're the better team as well. Sometimes life is just that simple. I do believe they are the better team. I will take the Wolfpack at home in this one, and we're all on them. There's a lot of unanimous picks, only a couple of disagreements there in Southwest Virginia. We'll see how it goes there in the final week. Our Eastman Credit Union guest picker, Steve Kern, as always, buddy, thank you. You can listen to him Saturday afternoon, pregame 11:30, kickoff at noon. UVA Wise and Carson Emmer here on 93.5 WXM. Steve, good luck with the picks. Safe travels, though, buddy. You're going into some enemy territory with some of these picks this weekend.
I know, but I'm going to say one more thing. Corey and Luke, cigar here in 2 months, I will take my favorite beverage.
There you go.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forget. I owe you, so I'm definitely going to owe you on that situation.
There you go.
And save a parking spot for Saturday if I still got one.
God bless you, Steve. God bless you. God bless you. Keep on every day.
If you have one.
Hey, Steve, just remember something. There's no bones about it. All right, so on Friday night, pregame 6:45, kickoff at 7, Gate City at Ridgeview. We'll have the one for you here on 93.5 WXM over on WLSD's J.I. Burton and Thomas Walker. After the game on WXM, it's the maiden voyage. It's the final five-star scoreboard show of the season. E.T. and Eddie will have the scores for you. Corey, you and I will stop by on our way home. We'll do a little points thingy. We'll tell you what the playoff teams are.
Preface statement for this, I'll be driving like a madman. If you see somebody doing math in the car on our way down Rose Ridge, that's Jacob. We're just going to just get out of the way, act like we're the ambulance, and just move on because the man is going to be doing his mathematics to get our PowerPoint.
Hopefully we won't have too many maths to do. There's not a ton of changes that could happen, except 1D could get interesting. I will say 1D could get interesting. It could get tight. I'm talking tighter than tight. All right, so Saturday afternoon, Carson Newman, UVA Wise, pregame 11:30, kickoff at noon. Great games all weekend long, and the playoffs are coming up next week. A lot to look forward to. We'll be here with you again next Thursday night at 8 o'clock. So, for Zach Helton, Corey Sanchez, I'm Jacob Townsend. We'll talk to you next Thursday night. Pigskin Picks, 93.5 WAXM.
Thanks for listening to Pigskin Picks, brought to you by Food City, Eastman Credit Union, and Delegate Terry Kilgore. Pigskin Pigs is a production of Valley Broadcasting and Communications.